Let me tell you something. Easter makes a difference for us. Easter makes a difference in many ways, but this morning I wanted to pick two and then the subpoints of those two. What difference does Easter make? First of all, what does the resurrection mean? What does the resurrection mean? It means, number one, Jesus is who he claimed to be. Jesus said, I am the Messiah. Oh, I am the Son of God. My Father has given me the words to speak. And Jesus said, I never opened my mouth and spoke a word that my Father didn't give me. Boy, we can't say that, can we? Everything that I've said came from my Father. This is my Father's world. My Father owns the complete universes. We don't even know how large a universe is. One thing I can tell you, God created them and he owns them. He's going to put us to work in them. He says, I love you so much, but I want you to choose. John 11, verse 25. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. Well, that messed him up. What does that mean? What that means, my friends, as Christians, this body vehicle is going to give out. Doesn't matter if it's a Lincoln Continental or what it is. It's going to give out. This body is a vehicle, and when it quits, you keep going. You're better than a Timex. You will keep right on going. And God says, I want you to understand that I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. That means that we step through that door. You all hear me preaching this quite a bit anymore, talking about it. And many say, why do you mention the passing on so much? Well, I wanted you to get it ready. And folks, I got news for you. If you don't think you're going to pass on, you got another thing coming. Unless the Lord comes first, and if he comes first, we're leaving anyway. Listen to John 14, verse 6. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can get to God the Father except by means of me. That's why Christians are commanded by God to proclaim the truth of who Christ is. Jesus said, I would that all would be saved. I don't want anybody lost. And as I remind you again, folks, it is hard to go to hell. It's hard getting there. I mean, Christ has made sure that there are caution signals everywhere, way in our walk on earth. Caution, be careful, here I am. Hey, Larry, do you see me over here? Why aren't you over here, Larry, instead of over there? Sometimes you and I get off the path. Did you know that Jesus never gets off the path? Did you know that Jesus never gets off your path? He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And he stays on the path that he has set for each one of us so that he can always bring us back to that path. He said, I love you that much. The resurrection truly means Jesus is exactly who he claimed to be. It also means that Jesus has the power that he claimed to have. Do you know that everything Jesus said that he could do, he did, and every power that he said he had, he showed those around him that he had that power? You know, you would think, you know, it'd be awful hard when you're walking with Jesus to not recognize all the miracles. Folks, it would be awful difficult for each one of us to walk with Jesus and to refuse the love that he offers us. You see, that's what it takes to go to hell. You reject the love of God. See if this makes sense to you. God Almighty sends his Son to give us eternal life, eternal peace, eternal happiness, eternal joy. He sends him and he says to us, now, when you accept my son, I'll fight your battles. I'll make sure that everything is straight for you. I'll take care of you. Don't worry about food. Don't worry about clothing. I will take care of you. And what do we say? So many say, no, I don't want that. The person that doesn't want that is a person to be pitied. But more so than that, the person that rejects an open hand from Jesus Christ, bloodstain. And he says, come, because I've taken care of all of your life. Do you know I get to go to heaven even being a human and being messed up? And see, if you're a human being, you're messed up. Got it? We have more bad cases of the stupids than any creature that God has created. And God says, I love you, and I'm sending my son with the power. Matthew 28, verse 18. All power. Oh, let me get this straight for you. See that? Matthew 28, 18. This is right after the resurrection. This is right directly after the resurrection. That's important for this reason. Jesus always told his disciples, my Father has given me power on earth. As he was ministering, my Father has given me power on earth. When Jesus paid the price for you and for me in order to go to heaven, he says this to his disciples. This is the first time his disciples heard this one. All power in heaven and on earth is given to me. He said, it's been conquered. All the power is given to me, and because I love you, I give you that power. Because I care about you, I give you that power. Because I want to make sure you're protected, I'll show you that power. He said, all I want you to do is trust in me. Trust me. And that's where you and I many times will draw a line. Oh, folks, so often, when trust is betrayed, we just don't want to trust anyone any longer. But I can promise you this, Jesus has never betrayed a trust, but we have betrayed our trust in him. John 10, verse 18, he says, no one takes my life from me. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. That's why I've told you. When everybody is saying, well, who gets charged at the end of the age with crucifying Christ? No one. Many say, well, it's me. No, it's not. No one. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Jesus never prayed a prayer that God didn't answer. No, that's a part of life. Listen to number three. Jesus does what he promises to do. Mark 10, 34, they will mock and flog and kill me, but after 3 days, I will come back to life again. What a promise. Matthew 28, 5 and 6, the angel said, don't be frightened. That's when the women got to the tomb. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified, but he isn't here. He has come back to life again. Now listen to this. Just as he said he would. When Jesus prayed that prayer for you and me, and that prayer was a prayer that to the depth of his heart, he was bringing out how much love he has for each of us. We've answered the question of what does the resurrection mean. Now let's look at why does the resurrection matter anyway? Folks, if without the resurrection, you and I are lost. If there was no resurrection, we have no hope. If there's no resurrection, you'll never find peace. But there was a resurrection. Because now my past can be forgiven. My past can be forgiven. Colossians 3:14. He has forgiven all our sins and canceled every record of the debt we owe. Well, that sounds good, doesn't it? Christ has done away with it by nailing it to the cross. Romans 8:1, there is no condemnation awaiting those who belong to Christ. I cannot be condemned in the presence of God. Jesus bought me, paid for me, gave me a blood transfusion, and I'm walking in the blood of Christ. And when you and I, as Christians, profess knowing that we're walking in the blood of Christ, you or I have no right to change the biblical doctrine of salvation and stomp in the blood of Christ. We don't have that right. Jesus Christ gave his all for us. And we fuss so often about giving a little for him. Why does the resurrection matter? Because my present problems can be managed. Now, if you think you're going to live a life without problems, well, I tell you this, you're not going to live it here. I guarantee you, you'll have problems. If you think that everything is all settled, then just wait. You'll get around your best friends, and then you'll get condemned there too. No, folks, it's called life, and life hurts. Life is a mess. Therefore, we're a mess. But Christ said, I'm going to give you the power to walk through life and see hope. I have hope at the end. I have hope at the beginning. I have hope realizing that my past has been forgiven and my present problems Jesus can manage, because I sure can't. Ephesians 1 verse 20. How incredibly great is his power to help those who believe him. The same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead. Did you know that you have that within your authority now because of Christ? The same power that raised Christ from the dead, Jesus says, I give to you. And then he says, now here's the way I want you to do this. I don't want you to go out and to work it on your own. That's our problem now. We've tried to clean up our own messes. We're the ones that made the mess. And then the more you try to clean up a mess, the more mess that you make. Our Savior said, I will take care of it for you. Tell me one battle that the Hebrew nation ever fought that when they were in the will of God, that God didn't win for them. Every battle. Yesterday at our family gathering for Easter, I was talking about the wall of Jericho and the battle of Joshua fought, and I said, you do know that the scripture says that as God's looking at Joshua and saying, Joshua, you did not do this by your sword. You did not do this by your power. I did it, said God. I sent the hornets. God controls the hornets. Yeah, you ought to read that, because it's great, you know, and the walls came tumbling down, great song, great excitement in it, but you keep reading and you'll find that God said, I sent the hornet in front of you and you didn't even use your sword. Isn't that amazing? That's power. That is love. Philippians 4:13, I am ready for anything through the strength of Christ who lives in me. Folks, we are the vehicle for Jesus. You know, you go to pick him up. Well, when you picked up Jesus by accepting him as Lord and Savior, I'll guarantee you Jesus hopped on board. Jesus is within the spirit of every Christian. You're not going to make it on your own. But it's a glorious feeling to know when you're told you have cancer, and Agent Orange poisoning and all this other, that you can laugh and you can smile, because you see, whether I stay or whether I go, I'm still exciting about the one I know. The one I know is Christ. It is his love. It is his life that will live in each and every one of us. the name of Jesus must be carried from place to place, and only Christians have been given that ability, that love, and told where the place would be. You and I have been blessed by God with the blood of His Son. It's not your blood, it's not my blood in the race that we run. It is Christ. It is His touch. It is His love. It is His master changing of the spirit of you and I. It's peace. It's joy. When you think of it, we're the apple of His eye. We are the children that He loves to love. The children that get the hugs. We're the ones that only Jesus will talk to. We're the only ones who can live through what is about to happen within our nation and the world around. Because you see, Jesus is coming. His word will abound. His truth and His might is mightier than any army. There's no power, there's no will, there's no armor that can protect the evil, the world around those who go against Christ. They will live in the ground. You and I are Christians. We've found the peace that God has sent us, the peace from above. But my friends, it's through the Christ that is in us. Jesus says, I've come for you. I've come to bring you great joy. I've come to give you strength. I've come to share with you the love of my Father. My Father is in heaven, and I pray to Him. My Father sent me so you could trust in Him. Listen, folks, Jesus is the one. He's the one and only. Forget the outlines, but always remember that inner peace that He brings within your life. For when He does it, you've already won the fight. He said, I've come to give. I've come not to take. I've come because it's time that the church will awake to stand for the battle that lies ahead. It's above you, it's above me. But you and I will see the head of the Creator, the one who made it all, the peace, the joy, the sacrifice for all. He said, I'm coming. I'll go to the cross. But will my church stand up for me, or will they count me but lost? Jesus has come into the heart of each and every one of us as Christians. He has told us He loves us and proved it. Oh, how many times. My friends, God is watching. God is not encompassed by time. Time can never surround Him because you and I are the ones He loves. And He will take us to a mansion that He's built up above. It's a promise. It's a commitment that God has made to us as He watched His only begotten Son be treated like dust. He was beaten. He was mangled. He was torn and spat upon. But when the time came, when Jesus cried out, He said, Father, I'm coming home. You and I will have that power when we trust in who Jesus is. You and I can find the strength for whatever it is that is burdening your heart and pulling you away. Because my friends, I want you to remember, it is God Almighty who set aside this day. He tells us never forget, always to remember that He really is in charge. He really is the one who touches the heart and lets us know it's time to start. Start with the love that God has given us. Reach out to those close around. But don't you ever forget, God does not play around. He won't play church, and he won't watch people do it. Because he said, come on, get around to it. Allow me to indwell you with a love so great. This is my day. I can't wait. You see, it's Easter. It's Resurrection Day. And our Lord and our Savior made it that way. I give you life. I give you peace. I give you joy. What more can I give you? I am your Savior. I should be your joy. Let the Spirit of God touch your life and bring peace to you. Give up the fight. If God Almighty takes time out of all he does to touch your heart from up above, don't you think that it's time that we say yes and truly get about our Father's business and do it with love? Because you see, it's Sunday. It's Sunday. Jesus, the Son of God, finished conquering death for you and for me. Randy, it just don't get any better than that. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, dear Lord God, for the blessings and the joy that only you can give us. Father, touch the heart of each that are here. Oh, Father, help us to always turn loose of ourself, to get away from what we plan and allow you to call each of us according to your plan. Touch us, Father. Raise us up that we might live Jesus above all else. Thank you for sending him. Thank you for allowing us to worship him. We ask now for your peace, your joy as you touch hearts. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.